You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. We are talking about addiction recovery all month long on Mormon Channel, especially because of the new video series called 12 Steps to Change. It was recently released to help addicts as well as their family members and friends gain some insight and support during a very difficult time. Well, sometimes we can forget that children may be affected by a family member's addiction. Also recently released was a short animated film series on the Mormon Channel to help parents and their children better understand how to approach and deal with this situation. Dr. Ben Irwin, a friend of the show for sure, a family therapist with LDS Family Services, is here in studio today with us to discuss how to talk with children who are currently or have been affected by addiction in their own families. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I think any topic involving children just takes it to another level.
It does.
And children and addiction.
You're on sacred ground with kids.
For sure.
What a tough subject to try to help them navigate through.
Some children may be oblivious to the fact that it's addiction that's causing a problem with a family member, but kids are pretty intuitive. Don't you think they know that something is going on?
Yes and no. So if something is going on, that they're impacted by it. Kids are the barometer of the relationship between husband and wife. So if there's contention or issues there, especially with addiction, usually the kids will be somehow impacted by it. Absolutely.
Why do you think it's important to still talk with them if they're unaware? Isn't it ignorance is bliss?
Well, so it depends. I mean, there's no easy answer to this. If let's say a husband has a pornography addiction and there's some strife with him and his wife, the best thing might be not to tell the kids. If one of the family members has a substance abuse addiction, is coming home intoxicated or high, then it might be, I mean, obviously you can't not talk about it. And I think that is a real important distinction, when to talk about it and when not to talk about it.
If you see that a child is being negatively affected by some sort of addiction from a family member, what's a good way to open the door to have a conversation about it?
Well, one of my personal favorites is just to ask them a question. You know, when you saw Uncle or Joe or Mom last night or whomever, when you saw it, how does it make you feel when they get that way? Just kind of taking a litmus test of where they're at. Questions are so powerful to kind of gauge where they're at. But after you initially breach the topic, I would encourage all parents to just tell their kids, you know what, I love you. You can talk to me about this at any time. And this is not your fault. And I think, you know, why would they think it's their fault? But kids have this amazing ability to try to own things and take it on themselves and just saying, hey, you know what, this has nothing to do with you and we love you. If you ever have any questions, please come talk to me. I so want to talk to you about it.
How young is too young?
Well, you got to meet them where they're at. So if they're like junior primary age, I would keep it very simple. I'd say, you know what, Uncle Joe, just he's kind of sick. He has a sickness and sometimes he gets really sick and we just have to help him and love him and be better. And that's maybe all they need. I love the analogy of a story of a grandpa and a granddaughter riding the train, and the granddaughter leans over to the grandfather and says, Grandpa, what's sexism? And she was young. She was 6 or 7. And the grandpa looked up at the big heavy suitcase and said, Honey, some things are too heavy for you right now. You just have to let me carry them, kind of like that suitcase. And so we kind of have to be sensitive. We don't have to give our children the big answer, the political answer. We should always answer them, but sometimes very simple answers are more than enough. That's all they need.
How much should you share with them about the nature of addiction and someone's addiction? What's a good way to sort of explain addiction to a child? Because it's complex.
It is so complex. And I would just simply say that addiction is kind of a sickness, and it restricts our ability to make good choices. And some type of conversation around that. Now, if they're, you know, getting older and in their teenage years, then you can, you know, have a more deeper conversation. But I think the Mormon Channel's new animated series is a great tool to help. Here, let's watch this video and kind of talk about it. But there's lots of other good resources just kind of help you have that conversation. But again, meet them where they're at.
Children are so sweet and oftentimes just want to help. They want to help somebody who's sick. So what are some appropriate ways that you could explain to them how they might be able to help someone that they love with an addiction?
Again, we can encourage them, pray for them, support them. But also, we have to help our children know that they can't heal for them. Sometimes I'm talking on two sides of the coin here. So on one side, yeah, we can pray for them, we can love them, we can let them know we love them, we can try to encourage them. But at the same time, after we do all those things, we also have to recognize that we can't heal for them. And I think sometimes a child or even a spouse, they don't necessarily realize it, but they believe that they can fix the problem. And that's just not the case. When they try to fix the problem and they believe that, that's when they get into trouble.
And any, you know, lasting or final message you want to leave with parents or caregivers who are in this situation?
Yeah. Oftentimes when a family member has addiction, we rally behind them. We try to support them and be with them, but we forget about the parent or we forget about the spouse, and they need help and healing too. Oftentimes a parent or spouse will think, oh, my healing will come when my loved one finds recovery. And that is not the case. Because of the Savior, Jesus Christ, they can turn to Him and be healed wherever their addicted loved one is at. And they need all of our help and support as well. And they need to find that healing for themselves, not just try to support their loved one who's in addiction.
Well, thank you so much for sharing valuable advice on such a sensitive topic.
Thank you,
Dr. Irwin. Of course, if you're interested in learning more about the Addiction Recovery Program, check out the 12-step video series on the Mormon Channel, as well as the animated short video series for children on our YouTube channel. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.